Good afternoon. You're listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City, broadcasting on 89.5, serving the foothills of the Sierra, and worldwide on kvmr.org. Stay tuned for Rabble Rousing with host Chamba Lane. Good afternoon. It is 12:08 in the p.m. You're listening to KVMR FM, broadcasting out of Nevada City, California. Your host is Chamba Lane. The name of the show is Rabble Rousing. We begin by thanking Planet Solar, providing renewable energy sales and service using sunshine, wind, and water to meet local power needs. Their specialties include on-site consultations, financial cost-benefit analysis, and guidance from education to installation. www.planitsolar.com, 530-432-3776. Thanks also to Grass Valley Hydro Garden, serving the hydroponic and organic gardening needs of Nevada County since 2000. Grass Valley Hydro Garden offers sun system and hydro farm lighting, organic soil, fertilizers, ventilation, and hydroponic systems. Grass Valley Hydro Garden, 12506 Loma Rica Drive, 530-477-2996. We're going to begin today with my commentary for the day. Please remember that anything that you hear on this show is the opinions of the speakers only. Doesn't necessarily represent KVMR's management, other broadcasters, sponsors, contributors, or stray dogs lying about the station. And please remember that you can tell your friends that that Rabble Rousing shows are now archived, and so you can listen to them anytime by going to the KVMR home site, kvmr.org. Go to the right-hand column, go down to Program Schedule, click on that. Then you'll have a schedule for the week. Click on Wednesday, Rabble Rousing with Chamba Lane, and you will get to the archived shows. And it takes our webmaster about a week to archive them, sometimes less. All right, my commentary for today, November 5th. Okay, this morning the sun shines on America. Can you feel a collective sigh of relief from the American people and a huge sigh of relief from the rest of the world? The election's finally over, and with a margin so superior that not even a Republican chicanery could make the issue in doubt. More than any other factor, John McCain represented a continuation of the policies of George W. Bush and his neocon cronies, and it seems that America has finally sickened enough of their failings to rear up and in a mighty tide sweep them from office. When one factors in all the votes the Republicans managed to have annulled, all the canceled registrations, all of the flipped voting machines, all the people who could not take time off from their jobs to wait in unnecessarily long lines to vote, the actual margin of victory would have been far larger. In spite of GOP chicanery and in spite of the anemic Democratic leadership, the people have spoken. Later on in this show, I want to give you, my listeners, a chance to speak, to tell us what you will of what you think happened. But before I do that, I want to mention what did not happen. Firstly, and most importantly, the Bush administration allowed the election to take place. There was talk in some circles to beware of an October surprise, some event that would give King George and the Black Prince Cheney a cause to declare a national emergency and call off the elections and declare martial law if necessary. Well, they didn't. They didn't declare war on Iran or even encourage Israel to do it for them. They didn't exploit the Wall Street casino meltdown and declare a national emergency. They could have. The laws are on the books. None of the paranoia happened, but it could have. How close did we dodge the bullet? We may never know. But the really significant fact is that the elections took place as scheduled. The next significant fact is that the GOP did not steal this one. They tried, but there was so much opposition to the party of King George and the Black Prince that even GOP shenanigans were not enough. So Obama won. The next question is who else won? And the most important question is, did we the people win? There's no question in my mind that a McCain presidency would have been a continuation of the economic and civil liberties rape of America by the elite, and a Palin presidency would be an absolute nightmare. But now that Barack Obama is to be our new president, what have we won? Before we get too carried away, let's keep firmly in mind that Senator Barack Obama's voting record is nothing to be proud of. Greg Palast had this to say. The truth is, I'm wary of Barack Obama. His cozy relations with the subprime loan sharks who funded his early campaign. His vote, at the behest of his big donor, Archer Daniels Midland Corporation, for the horrific Bush energy bill. Okay, then I must add that he did not stand up and challenge the Bush administration on a host of issues, including the USA Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. He voted for FISA. He voted for spying on Americans. He voted for government-sponsored torture of prisoners. The list is endless of times he could have spoken out and did not. Voted against and instead voted along. He could have voted against and instead he voted along with Bush and Cheney. So his voting record is not admirable. Here's an email I received this morning in my reply. The listener wrote, "Why is it that I feel like I just voted for the Antichrist?" My reply to him was as follows. Because you very well might have. Obama indeed does have charisma, but his voting record is abysmal. Let us hope that he was the consummate politician, and his votes reflected his knowing what it takes to be elected, rather than his deep, heartfelt convictions, and that now that he has whatever power the president has, with a Democratic Congress behind him, that he will become a leader of and for the people, rather than yet another pleasant-looking, smooth-talking shill for the elite. And if he is who the vast majority of America hopes he will be, let us pray he moves our country slowly enough in the direction of sanity that he doesn't frighten the elite into killing him. JFK is the quintessential example of a reformer who moved too fast. Some guy named Jesus was another. On a personal level, how did you react to the TV presentation of the election last night? I watched it at a party at a friend's house and found I was really touched by McCain's speech. Whoever wrote it for him really put some heart into it. A gracious loser. Who would have thunk it? Our entire room was moved by Obama's speech, except for my German friend, who saw it as simply more American political theater. I confess that I temporarily abandoned my cynicism and was moved to tears. If Obama is who he says he is, there is hope for our nation. I watch with cynicism, but I pray he will lead us back towards government of, by, and for the people. Hope. It's a nice feeling to begin our day with. Rejoice, America. The evil reign of Bush and Cheney is soon over. There is more good news. The state of Massachusetts has decriminalized the use of cannabis, one small step forward for sanity. And San Francisco has lost its claim to being the liberal, progressive, free-thinking capital of the civilized world. San Francisco voters had the chance to immortalize our beloved King George by naming a sewage treatment plant in his esteemed honor, but they blew it and voted it down. A sad commentary on their lack of a sense of humor. They also voted down a proposition to tolerate and basically condone prostitution. But my take is this was not an indication of their views on prostitution per se. If you have ever visited any big city area where street prostitutes congregate, and you observe the criminal activities and scurrious characters that frequent the area, you might understand why citizens who might not care about sex workers renting out their bodies for money would not want the police to ignore the attendant problems street prostitution brings to their neighborhoods. Further musings on recent election. One of the most controversial issues in California was Proposition 8, the rights of gays to legally marry. Incredible amounts of money were spent over this one issue. I listened on KVMR to one very articulate spokeswoman who was in favor of Proposition 8, claim that it would take away no rights for gays. It simply established the legal definition of marriage. Is it as simple as that? Could it be that? Could that be possible? Was all that money and energy spent just to define a word? Incredible. With all the issues that urgently need attention, why was so much time, energy, and money spent on this issue? Priorities, folks. We got to establish priorities. Okay. That's my brief take on the election. I'm going to open the phone lines now. So if any of my listeners want to call in with brief comments on the election, on your feelings about the election, you're welcome to do so. The in-studio numbers are 265-9555, 1-800-355-5867. And if no one wants to call in, then I will read a bunch of articles, but I want to give you guys the opportunity to voice your feelings about the election, and it seems like some people want to do just that. Caller, you're live on KVMR.
I'd just like to say you are a total breath of fresh air on the airwaves up here in Tahoe. I just wish we had better reception.
Thank you very much. I very much appreciate that. Caller, you're live on KVMR.
Hi.
You're live on KVMR.
Oh. Sorry, I thought somebody else was already on because I was listening on the radio. Okay, well, I just can't believe what a bunch of bigots we live around. And I just have to say it, I'm really just floored at California. And
you feel they're bigots because of what or which issues?
Well, Prop 8, obviously.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just kind of... It makes me sick. It makes me sad because no one should have any say over who gets married. And you know, I feel sorry for the people that have gotten, you know, consecrated their marriage and then have them. I mean, obviously, it comes into play where the law doesn't really.
Well, let me ask you a question here. I've heard some very eloquent comments on the beauty of a marriage ceremony and the fact that we're denying certain elements of certain segments of our population the right to have that ceremony. And it seems to me that we're denying them the right to have a church-sanctioned or government-sanctioned ceremony. But they can go have their own ceremony. They can invite their friends.
This is true, but they deserve the same rights as any other married citizen gets in this country. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and what rights are they losing other than the right to have a legally sanctified marriage? I don't get it.
Well, there's different rights that married people get as opposed to single people with taxes and all kinds of different things, and I'm not...
Yeah, and my limited understanding is that they're not going to lose those rights. So if I'm wrong, some listener, please phone in and correct me.
It's basically the right to define your own existence, you know?
Okay. Well,
but
my point is, and I'm very sympathetic to your position. I understand where you're coming from. But playing devil's advocate, why should these people give the government or the church the right to define who they are and how they interact with each other? It seems to me they're giving in to something they don't need to.
Well, the other thing I wanted to slip in there was about Charlie Brown and... Yeah, what do we do to get Charlie Brown in there? Because I don't believe that 450 people, you know, could win that vote. And I really like what they're doing in Santa Clara as far as they have to have a more majority vote. They can't just do, you know, one person over, you know what I'm saying? It can't be like split up 50-51.
You mean, are you saying that Santa Clara has some sort of a runoff procedure when the vote is that close?
Yeah.
They have to re-vote?
It has to be the majority. Like, if it's 66, it has to be over 66%, I believe.
66%.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to do a little more research on that, because that seems
like... That's for the props, actually.
The props, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
it's
an interesting thought. Thank you very much for your call. All right, you have a great day. Okay. The phone lines are open. If you want to make any comments about your feelings about the election, you're welcome to do so. I will try and behave myself. 265-0... No, that's my home phone. 265-9555. 1-800-355-5867. And you're welcome to phone in with any comments you have, feelings you have about the experience we all went through for 2.5 years ending last night. Okay. Again, you're welcome to call in, and until such time as you do so, I'm going to read at you, so there. This one is called On the Horizon. It's by D.H. Williams. He's writing in dailynewscaster.com. Over the last 72 hours, there's been okay, and I'm going to interrupt because I feel like your calls are more important. Caller, you're live on KVMR.
Hello, Chamba.
Yes.
Yes, I'm just, oh, I'm sorry, I got to turn my radio down here.
Please do.
The thing about Proposition 8 is that these people are not being able to legally be married and then afterwards say they are married. I think that's where the loss is. So anyway, mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, and
I can just say I have a civil union with so-and-so, but not that I'm married to so-and-so.
Okay.
So that's where,
yeah, that's a good point, and I guess
that's the downside.
Sure, and the soapbox that I'm climbing up on is this is an opportunity to de-enfranchise the government and the churches.
Yes.
And say to them, you know what? We don't give a hoot whether you sanctify it or not. In our minds and in the minds of the people that we love,
right,
it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
We are what we say we are. We have had a ceremony. We've invited the people that we love and respect to that ceremony. And if you don't go, take a flying leave.
And to take it away from them. That's just sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It is a sad commentary on the fear that the fear that permeates our society that they have to get so involved in other people's lives.
And that's the thing, the fear. I mean, people that are married and that believe in that, you know, a man and a woman and whatever, what's the threat to them, you know?
I don't get it.
Why can't they, you know, if they have a child that's gay,
mm-hmm.
in the future,
yeah,
and they want to marry, and they want to say they're married as well as, you know, take advantage of all the things that marriage gives them,
mm-hmm.
in the law.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not aware
I'm not either, but anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay, and thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Yeah, my question on Prop 8 would be on gay people when it comes to dying in a hospital. If you don't have, you know, if your partner doesn't have the same last name as you, you've good chance you're just going to die alone. And that almost happened with me. My partner had to explain my personal parts just to get into the room with me when I was having a heart attack.
Thank you very much for clarifying that. I totally support you. That's a very important legal right, and I wasn't aware that you lose that.
Yeah,
when
so
you
when
don't
that means
that.
Heterosexual married couples are going to die alone. You know, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for a very eloquent explanation of one of the problems with that. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Yeah, hi. As many others are commenting on Prop 8, I would like to kind of clarify a little, too. I kind of agree with you that maybe the state should be out of the business of marriage altogether. And, you know, I'd like to de-emphasize religion on that
mm-hmm.
note. But in another sense, this isn't the measure that really does it in an equal way. If it got rid of marriage altogether, fine. It's sort of underscoring discrimination, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You know, where do you draw the line? Do they have the right to define how Hindus get married, how Muslims get married, how atheists get married? It's just...
Well, okay.
They're really corralling a lot more than really pertains to just them, and they need to mind their own business. If it doesn't affect
yeah.
other people,
yeah.
doesn't hurt them, then
yeah.
there's no real reason to oppose it. So,
I personally totally agree with you, and I want to play devil's advocate for
mm-hmm.
a minute because I listened to this, what I considered a really interesting dialogue on KVMR, and the proponent of Proposition 8, she asked these opponents of Proposition 8, okay, if you want us to condone gay marriage, do you also want us to condone polygamous marriage?
Sure.
Where do you draw the line? I thought
that
was a fascinating argument.
That's the same mental exercise in the other direction.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
You know, I agree there should be polygamy, and you know, I don't. It's in this world we are creating our society and our rules and our constructs as we go, and it's a modern, wonderful future. And some people just want to strap it to the past, and these are all experiments. We don't know if they're all going to work 100%, but you know, I don't feel that we should stifle people's you know, rights to create their own reality, and you know, it doesn't affect other people.
I think that's the bottom line.
The philosophical argument gets tough. Do you marry cats to humans and all this other stuff?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a little extreme, I think, but...
I don't know. I asked my cat, and she refused to marry me, so there you are. But that's
maybe
my
that was
problem.
A good move, actually. There's a lot of
legal. I don't blame her.
So anyways, that's good, and the redistricting measure, it's kind of bad that passed. It seems like a Republican power play, and I guess that's my last little comment here. So.
Okay, and I'll disagree with you on that one. I think taking redistricting out of the hands of politicians is a good first step.
I agree, but I don't think, again, that was a good measure to do it, because it split it 50-50 between the Dems and Repubs. It's a Democratic state. We tend to lean that way. This gave an advantage to the Repubs. And more so, it again just locks out third parties too by validating this two-party system.
That's the most important point of all. I thought that it wasn't going to be exclusively Democrats and Republicans. I thought there was going to be that it was open to
It's stacked against the third party favor. And you know, one more
here
time,
we go again.
I'm glad Obama won. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Remember everybody though that we need to get third parties. Their silly little rules are arranged horribly.
Yeah.
But you got to get 5% to get matching funding.
Right.
All we need is a third party candidate on television who they don't control his mind and he's going to say things people are not hearing in the debates right now.
Very good
that
point.
That I think is the single most important breakthrough for our political system improving.
Yep.
You're not going to have any campaign or money reform or anything until you get different voices through the media. Other than that, take it off television. It's too dumb and too quick and flashy of a message.
Hey, man, you ain't going to take it off television. We're making too much bucks.
Of course.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much, Chamba.
Okay. Bye. Have a great day. Carla, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR. Hello.
Am I live now?
You're as alive as you're going to be, honey.
Okay.
All right. You're on.
Okay. I want to comment on the last...
Please do.
Last two callers.
Yep.
I'm in a regular relationship. I'm not in a gay relationship, but I'm not married. And in the hospital, I have no rights, similar to a gay couple would have no rights. And if the family of the party in the hospital doesn't like the person that you're dating or doesn't agree with gay marriage or your gay partner, then they can refuse to let you into the hospital.
Okay.
And so when you take away the rights of gay people to be married, that's a huge thing that you take away from them. And it does have an effect. Like saying that we can get married to anybody and you can have as many spouses as you want affects a lot of things such as taxes and also health care coverage. It's unfair, I think, to expect a corporation that provides health insurance to also provide it to your seven wives or seven husbands.
Okay. Very good point. And let's carry that argument further and say that is it reasonable? Where do you draw the line for a corporation to give benefits to somebody's partner if they've only been their partner for a couple of weeks? If they're switching partners every couple of weeks. So,
right. Well, that's why you have to have marriage, which is hard to take away.
Very good point.
So marriage is really important whether you're gay or straight in that you commit to it.
Yes.
And it's going to bring revenue in other places. So it might cost more in some places, but it's going to bring revenue in more marriages, more weddings, you know, more adoptions possibly.
Sure.
I think it will balance out.
Thank you very much for pointing those things out.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR. Hello? You're live on KVMR.
Yeah, my phone's breaking up, but I was going to say...
You better try phoning again. Would you be willing to do that? Because your phone, you're breaking up. Okay? Please call back. All right, before I take the next call, I want to remind our listeners that there is such a thing as time, and the time is 12:31. You're listening to the station is KVMR-FM, broadcasting out of Nevada City, California. Your host is Chamba Lane. The name of the show is Rabble Rousing. And today we're talking about the election, and we're inviting you to call in with your thoughts and feelings concerning any aspect of the election. The in-studio numbers are 265-9555, 1-800-355-5867. And when you call and I answer, you're on the air right then. Okay? So, caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi, Tom. I love your show, but there's an issue that hasn't been talked about this morning I just thought we should bring up.
Please do.
And there's a symbolic significance to this election that kind of parallels the mechanics of his voting record and all the other things that go on. And it was part of the campaign saying that he was bringing hope to people. And I think for a lot of black people, that's just undeniable. That's going to make a big difference in their lives.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I think it's impossible to evaluate at this point the significance of what this is going to bring to the country, the hope anyway, because it might inspire a lot of people to do a lot of things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
And very good point. I
wanted to say that a friend of mine was watching some Christian TV station, BTL, and according to them, the election was stolen. 40% of the votes are in doubt. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe they'll start investigating the accuracy of the machines. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, it might be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Thanks for your show.
Sure. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Yeah, I was calling in regard to the Seven Wives thing. If they were insured, you would have to pay for those extra seven wives anyway, or they would disclude one or the other because they had an abnormal pap smear.
Okay. Good point.
That and, you know, to separation of church and state, I mean,
yeah,
things as far as a marriage, I mean, it just seems ridiculous that, you know, that we would want to... that we want to control, we want less government as far as conservatives go, but yet we want to control other people's lives.
Ah, the hypocrisy of these supposed conservatives, yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks for your call. Yep.
Yep, bye.
Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi, I just had one more thing to say about Prop 8, and that was that we're teaching our kids discrimination. You know, that's what it really comes down to.
Absolutely.
You know, it's discrimination, and, you know, Prop 8, it's just, yeah, like the guy before was saying, it's all about the money, you know, it's about the money, they don't want to pay out, you know?
Well, I think it's not only about the money, it's also about just discrimination, pure and simple. These people are discriminatory. They do believe that their way is the right way and the other way leads you straight to hell.
Yeah.
And they're proud of it.
Yeah, by having this as an issue, it's really, what are we teaching our kids, you know? Hello.
Well, the problem is they're proud of what they're teaching their kids.
Yeah.
And they're worried about what you're teaching your kids. It's as simple as that. Do you have the right to teach your kids what you want? No, you don't.
Thanks, Tom Bach.
All right, thanks for your call. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi there, Chama. This is Janaea.
Yes.
And I had a thought here, a couple thoughts on 8.
Yes.
I think that originally the government got into the business of marriage mostly for the money of it. Money at some point, marriage was only something that the church has handled.
Okay.
And I'm with you in that I don't believe that. I think that our founding fathers wanted the separation of church and state, and therefore the definition of the marriage should be between people themselves and their particular faith or whatever. And that the guarantee of, say, health benefits and other things, taxes, visiting rights, all of that, those are legal and should be involved for any relationship. Any relationship could be valid. Polygamy, whatever, if that fits their religion.
Yep.
So I'm with you on getting the government out of the marriage business altogether.
Yeah.
Shifting subjects over to Barack Obama.
My
hope is that, like yours, he's been a smart enough politician to now really step forward and be his own person. I'm with Michael Moore to have him stand up on January 20th and say, that whole campaign thing sucks. that everybody that's an American citizen has the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to register separately. I also would love to have him take the first 100 days in office and rescind things like the Patriot Act.
Oh, hallelujah.
The abortion ban around the world and mm-hmm. the tax reform, you know, the tax cuts for all the wealthy and the corporations, all basically undo
mm-hmm.
A lot of the damage that the executive orders, all the damage, or a lot of it.
Okay, so let me throw the ball firmly in your court. I know you, and I know you're an activist. How can we pressure Obama into doing these things?
I'm not enough of an activist to know exactly how to mm-hmm. do that. I would love to see some form of the people that we care about, the who may not step forward to do that, the Amy Goodmans and the Greg Palast and so on,
mm-hmm.
or even move on to say, now we need to take the energy
yep.
that's been behind this election and focus it.
Yep.
I don't know whether we have something like citizen. You know, it seems to me like we need a coalition of groups from a lot of banners, be it environmental, social justice, da-da-da-da-da,
mm-hmm.
standing together as one strong voice rather than our progressive. I mean, the beauty in the progressive movement is there's lots of distinctions and we're tolerant of each other. We need a bit more, I think, of the.
We need to find our commonality. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Our common ground to face.
Mm-hmm.
Our energy future, of course, because that's I'm concerned about that, but also the economic and monetary system, as Ron Paul has really helped
yep.
us to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose it's some form of coalition that's willing to set aside differences for the time being and say...
And broaden your interests.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what...
I would love for that to happen, and I would love for this coalition to go to Barack and the people behind him and say... Okay, we voted for you. Now here's what we want you
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we
I
expect out of you.
And it's not about paying off, you know, whoever his bigger funders were. There's been enough small funders to say,
yep.
listen to the people and the message.
Well,
there.
We shall see.
We indeed will.
Okay, thanks very much for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR. Sounds like you gave up. Caller, you're live on KVMR. Caller, you're live. Okay, caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as getting Obama to do what we want, I think we should pressure Oprah to get a hold of his wife, and then you know the pressure will be on.
Right on, brother. Tell it like it is.
And then, you know, because that's amazing. And then another thing is that, you know, as soon as we start expecting, like, that our beliefs should be enforced is when we become, like, terrorists or fundamentalists, expecting that force should, like, govern. I mean, God made this world, like, heaven and hell all in one for us to be able to make those decisions ourselves. We don't need bumper lanes up on the road. You know, we just need to learn from experience and move on.
Okay, you've lost me. Do you mean to say that we shouldn't pressure Obama to do what we want him to do?
Oh,
is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, definitely that.
Okay.
Definitely want that. I'm just
okay.
saying as far as on the in Prop 8, as
far
as on, you
I
know,
see.
As far as when we expect that our, you know, church should, you know, put down law into force, I mean,
right.
You should come to God on your own terms, you know, like I would imagine that's what Jesus would want, for you to want to believe in something wholeheartedly instead of being forced into doing so. Not
yeah.
to say that I think that
yeah.
gay marriage is wrong. I think that, you know, people should be able to do what they want,
yeah.
you know, as
well,
long as they're not harming other people.
Yeah, well, my favorite bumper sticker is Jesus is back and he's pissed. Because,
<Amen.
laughs> All right, you have a great day. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the air.
Okay, I just wanted about Barack Obama.
Yes.
I voted for Cynthia McKinney myself.
Uh huh.
Mainly, like you said, about his voting record.
Yeah.
Just stuck me in my craw. But like you, I watched the acceptance speech, and even I started welling up with
yeah.
hope, you know. So I'm hoping for the best for everybody.
Uh huh.
As far as Prop 8 goes, it's like we're
Well, hang on. Let's linger a minute on what you just said. Because.
Okay.
Obviously, your feelings were similar to mine, and that is he gave one hell of a speech.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And the world was listening to that. That could be a big change in itself. The image that he presented is so contrary to the image that's been presented for the past 8 years. Let's hope that that has a groundswell effect.
Oh, I feel it's going to have some effect. I'm just like the slogan says, I'm hoping for it to go the best way.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
for everybody, even the people that voted against them or booed them or called them names.
Yeah,
I'm hoping the best for them too.
I thought it was beautiful his statement that even the people that didn't vote for me, I'm your president too, and I will work for you. Beautiful.
That's what I mean. He wants to bring us back together. Getting tired of this red blue thing.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that he walks his talk, because ultimately he is a politician.
Yeah.
And he's a good one. So my fervent hope is that he did what he needed to do to get elected, and now he's going to reveal himself as being a true man of the people and a true man of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should hold him to that standard and settle for nothing less.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what it's all about.
Well, all right. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Trauma.
Yeah. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi. I want to say I think the reason the speech was so impressive last night that Barack Obama gave is because he didn't gloat. He just accepted.
Yeah.
He accepted what happened, and he didn't gloat, and he didn't, you know, say, I'm the king and nobody beats me.
Right.
It was touching, and it was humble,
mm-hmm.
and it was inclusive.
Yes.
And
yes, it was very inclusive.
That gives me hope that he will accomplish the things that you guys were talking about without someone having to go there and insist that he do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Time will tell.
Time will tell.
And on Prop 8, I think that the big argument about voting yes on Prop 8 was you don't want your kids learning this in school about gay marriage. And I feel like if I'm doing my job as a parent, I'll be teaching my daughter tolerance. And by the time she gets to school, she won't care about being taught about gay marriage. It won't be a big thing to her.
Very good point.
So
yeah, what you're really saying is good parenting is far more important than anything else.
And regardless of what they end up teaching her in second grade, if I'm doing my job, she'll be fine anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi, Chumba. About Obama.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to miss the point that he's one man, and he can't do anything alone. And what he's done is he's energized a whole generation of people, young voters. He's energized me. I'm not a young voter. I'm a middle-aged voter. And the power of what he's done already, I think, is going to move us forward. Mm-hmm. And we can't just look at what is Obama going to do, because by himself, he's not going to do anything. And on the Prop 8 thing, I heard yesterday on the radio that they said things like visitation rights and that are already protected by our law, and that it was more of a moral thing. And a really good point that somebody made was that just putting that a ballot or initiative like that on the ballot brought people to the polls that might not otherwise come to the polls. So that's a real curious thing to look at. And I'm just really surprised also that just a 51% vote can change our state constitution. Seems a little crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you for your comments.
Okay.
And let me piggyback onto that and say it's a very valid point that particular issue may have brought a lot of people out to vote on either side of it, and that has to be a healthy thing to get more people involved in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Okay. Very
good point. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi, Chamba. I just wanted to say that I had mixed feelings about the election win last night for Obama. On the one hand, I felt a lot of joy and a lot of hope. On the other hand, I felt a lot of daunting fear going forward in terms of the challenges that he has to face, all the domestic programs, you know, he wants to introduce health care and all that sort of thing, are going to take so much money, and the problems we have in our economy are so deep and seemingly intractable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a little bit of a prediction and say that he's probably going to succeed in achieving his goals, although, like he says, it's going to take some time. But it's going to take money. That's the biggest thing. And right now, the biggest drain on our economy are these endless wars.
Mm-hmm.
And where he has to start, and where I think he's probably going to start, he knows he's going to need that money coming back into the United States. And for that to happen, and for him to be successful, I think the first international agenda on his plate is going to have to be resolving the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Palestine-Israeli conflict, I mean.
Boy, good luck.
Yeah, because I think he's smart enough to know that as long as that crisis goes on, there's going to be crisis in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
terror threats, and so on.
Okay. I want you to make sure you listen to my show next week, because I've got a few articles that I'm obviously not going to have time to read today. And the thrust of the articles is that the RAND Corporation, the RAND Think Tank, which is a very influential think tank in Washington, they have said that what America needs to recover from our economic problems is a major war with a major power. And that's what they're recommending.
Yeah,
and there's so tune in next week, because I'm going to have quite a bit to say on that one. So
just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
What I think we really need.
Yeah, exactly.
What I think Obama thinks we need.
Exactly. Okay, so tune in next week, huh?
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, caller, you're next, and the lines are full, so please be brief, but please tell us what you want to say.
Oh, just want to point out that because so many Latinos came out for Obama, they also happened to be at the polls when they could get influenced by the huge fit wizard of, you know, Prop 8 material with them, their Catholic background. So I think, you know, some other election that didn't bring him out as much could possibly win for the other side.
Oh, good point. Okay, thanks for your comment.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi, Chumba. This is Mark Culling.
Okay.
And I called you 4 years ago to the day, and I remember...
I remember it well.
I just remember the utter despair I felt that day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I remember Auntie Mildred called and cheered me up.
Right.
So I just want to say, Auntie Mildred, I hope you're listening, and I love you.
Okay.
And the one last thing, Prop 8, people that are really, you know, feeling a lot of despair about that today, you know, just a few years ago, that thing, you know, we lost by a 20-point margin. Now it's narrowed to less than 4, I guess. So
very good point.
There's hope. So.
Yeah. Yeah, very Thanks. Good point. We're no longer threatening to burn you at the stake. We
exactly.
even had an election around it. You lost, but hang in there.
Yeah, it takes time.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Carler, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you. I have a sort of a quick question for you. What do you think about this? I'm in Sacramento. We had a mayoral race here. Heather, I thought, was doing a pretty good job. I think most people sort of felt that way, but because of the turnout, the record turnout, I'm wondering if because so many African Americans turned out to vote for Obama that they didn't vote for Johnson while they were at it, and wondering just if, you know, if that was really the best choice, a well-thought-out choice, and what are your thoughts on that?
I am not involved. I personally don't know enough about Sacramento politics to have an opinion on which candidate would have been the better one. But I think you raise an extremely valid point that Johnson may have been swept in on the coattails of Obama. Absolutely. But that doesn't say that he's not a good candidate and won't make a good mayor.
Well, but it doesn't say that he is a good candidate and will make a good mayor.
Nope.
Yep.
Don't say nothing, but it does make the point that he might have gained tremendously by being black.
Yeah, interesting. Yep. Interesting.
Yep. Okay, thanks for raising
thank
that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment, something I heard about Prop 8 this morning.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting to me, is that in California, demographically, African Americans voted overwhelmingly for Prop 8. I think it was about a 70%.
Interesting.
And you know, I think that might have something to do with maybe the No on 8 campaign might have been, you know, just didn't maybe ignored that demographic, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, in other words, they might have put this, they didn't put the issue up. They were fighting the issue, but that's a very interesting point.
I think that they'd been better informed mm-hmm. about that. They would have probably certainly voted, I think they would find a solidarity with thinking that gay people shouldn't be discriminated against also, mm-hmm. and they would have definitely tipped the scale the other way, I think.
You know, it's a funny thing about discrimination that it doesn't automatically translate that because you're in a group that's discriminated against, that makes you tolerant of other groups.
Other groups.
Yeah, it's a funny bit of human nature. I won't go into the personal things, but I've had personal experience of that just astounded me, that people of one particular group that had been discriminated against historically turned around and were discriminative of others. It's
right. Yeah,
it's surprising, but it's human nature. Okay,
yes.
Thank you for your call.
Okay,
bye-bye. Caller, it's your turn. You're live on KVMR.
Hey, I heard this is in response to the caller two back about, I also live in Sacramento.
Okay.
And not to say that it didn't play a part for Johnson winning.
Right.
But I did see a lot of signs in people's yards for Obama, but then also a sign for Heather Fargo for mayor in the same yard. So
okay.
I'm sure it did play mm-hmm. some part, but I... You know,
not as significant as the other caller might have suspected.
Yeah, and I also think on 8, it is an equality thing, and it's not fair for them not to have the same rights. Whether I don't care what religion or not religion you have.
Yeah.
It's just not fair. And just as kind of as you were speaking of just a minute ago, it is an equality thing, and it's wrong to discriminate. I mean, a few years back, you know, people wouldn't have expected a biracial individual to become president. That's a discrimination thing that happened to, you know, the black people. So it's not fair to treat people different because they're different. It's wrong. It always will be wrong.
And my position is slowly, ever so slowly, we're getting there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that sometimes it's too slow, but I guess that's just how
human it's always too slow.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is. Now, you raised a very interesting word. You're the first person that I've heard in a long time describe Barack Obama as biracial. And I think that's a very interesting point. He's half black.
Right.
His mother was a white woman from Kansas. How much more white can you be?
Yeah.
And yet he's black. He's black. He's black. So let's keep that in mind. It's biracial.
Right.
And so the people that for years have been opposed to interracial marriage, they're probably got their knickers in a knot even more over that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's people just need to get over these little petty things.
Yep.
And
they love their petty things.
Yeah.
They live for their petty things.
And
they spend a fortune.
The government gets off on all this petty stuff, and that's how it keeps us fighting.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Instead of fighting.
Oh, yeah.
The
instead, yeah.
Should be against.
Absolutely. Let's keep them riled up on all of these non-issues. I mean, the bottom line is Prop 8 is a non-issue. Who gives a damn?
Well, it's important because it's not fair.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I mean, the whole idea of discriminating against them is absurd.
And there is no separation between church and state. Look at our money. Look at the national or the Pledge of Allegiance. There is, you know, church and
under
state
God.
Are one.
Under God. Under God.
Yeah.
We can't strike.
It's one. They say it's not, but it's one.
Sure.
But it's wrong.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you for your call.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Caller, it's your turn. We're running out of time, but this time is yours.
Yeah, hi. Just one last comment on the ballot initiative process.
Yeah.
Perhaps 50-50 is just a little, 50% is a little too much, too slim of a margin. I noticed that in Santa Clara County you have to have 2/3 vote to pass a prop there.
Okay.
I'm curious, do you know what the state, in order to amend the Constitution, which is even bigger than a bond issue or something, what...
I don't know.
What about the legislature? How much of a vote margin do they need in the legislature to amend the Constitution?
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
Yes, and, it would be.
You know, in Contra Costa County and Alameda County, a bunch of developers snuck through some proposals, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the ballot initiative maybe needs to be changed. It's a little too special interest the way it is.
Yeah.
Two-thirds would be a clearer decision.
Okay. So. Thank you for that opinion, and I want to point out that thank God we've got a ballot initiative.
Yeah, it seems to be a good start, but we need to fine-tune it.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye. All right, this is going to have to be the last call. Caller, you're live on KVMR.
Hi there. I just realized you hadn't had a cynic yet. And I think that basically everybody's been tricked. The parties are one party, and
mm-hmm.
they realized that they could get everybody behind this guy. And
wasn't it great theater?
Trick the people into
yep.
thinking that they're
yep.
giving us what we want.
Right.
Well, and really
yeah.
they're not.
Yeah. That I agree with you on that level. That last night was terrific. The whole thing has been terrific theater, and I happened to be at a party with a German friend, and that was her take entirely. That it's all great, great theater. But that's what we got.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye bye. Okay. I'm going to thank my underwriters, and if we got time for another call, I'll take it. But we do owe our underwriters a vote of thanks. So thanks to Planet Solar, providing renewable energy sales and service using sunshine, wind, and water to meet local power needs. Their specialties include on-site consultations, financial cost-benefit analysis, and guidance from education to installation. www.planitsolar.com. 530-432-3776. Thanks also to Grass Valley Hydro Gardens, serving the hydroponic and organic gardening needs of Nevada County since 2000. Grass Valley Hydro Garden offers sun system and hydro farm lighting, organic soil, fertilizers, ventilation, and hydroponic systems. Grass Valley Hydro Garden, 12506 Loma Rica Drive, 530-477-2996. And I have to insert my own personal comment, and that is, I'm tremendously disappointed in you listeners for not phoning in an outrage that the citizens of San Francisco did not vote in favor of declaring their sewage plant, the George W. Bush Memorial Sewage Plant. I think that's a very important issue, and you guys blew it by not commenting on it. Okay, you're the last one. You're live on the air. Hi, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on KVMR. No, I don't know what that was all about, but... Okay, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thanks very much. Tune in next week, and we can continue this discussion if you want to next week. So stay tuned for Mel Walsh and Second Wind. You've been listening to Rabble Rousing on KVMR with Chamba Lane, and stay tuned next week, and we'll do some more Rabble Rousing. And to any more callers, I'm sorry, but we're out of time.